What's up, Anchor? Day 66, I think. My gosh, I should really keep track of this before I start posting. Rob Flaska 100 Day Challenge. 100 days of listening to Gary Vee, documenting my thoughts, and trying to figure out what my mind will do, what my mind does after working out, and how I think. And then also, through 100 days, in 100 days after this challenge starts, figuring out what's my one passion project that I want to push forward with. And basically, how does this challenge change me? So that's the goal, and today I talked about on my Instagram, quick little thing I could not wait to talk about and just put my thoughts to paper, put my thoughts to voice via Anchor of just what I think about this. So it's kind of interesting. It was only like a 14-minute Gary Vee episode. I literally only listened to 3 minutes, and I turned it off because I got some gem that I thought of I needed to really go to the tank and think about. So every time, if you don't know, every single time that I actually... Why am I talking to people like they're listening to this? This is a documentation for myself, so I'm going to just not stop explaining it. But basically for me, what I learned, but I'll say it anyway, gosh. Basically what I do is I learn something from Gary Vee, and I turn off that immediately. As soon as I found out something very prominent, then I turn on DJ 1%'s music. He gets me kind of clear, and I think about just that one thought and try to get something out of that thought. In today's world, in my opinion, there's so many things coming at you. There's so many different concepts. People are jumping from one to the next, one to the next. I'm just taking one a day. In the future, I'll probably take one big concept a week and try to apply that to my life. And in the future, I should really be 31 days trying to build a habit. But for now, it's once a day. And I'm taking that and just internalizing that and thinking through that while listening to DJ 1%'s music. It's kind of the way I figured it out for myself. It works. And I'm liking his music because it's very motivational. It gets a little hard at times. It always comes back down. It gets really entertaining or just really good in general. He's an upcoming DJ. Anyway, so what I learned from Gary Vee, one of the questions was, hey, Gary, I know you're a salesman. How'd that help you? Like, what was your grind in the beginning of your career as an entrepreneur? And how did that sales, being good at sales, help you as an entrepreneur? And he answered the question. Obviously, it's good to be an entrepreneur and good in sales. But what did I learn is it made me, this is the thing I like about my little concept of finding something and then kind of moving on and really thinking about it and going deep in my life and seeing how it helps. So what did I do? I thought about when I was a young one, gaming. I'll talk about the game Diablo or maybe EverQuest. I sacrificed so much in school. I did not learn anything in school. I am a dum-dum when it comes to a lot of stuff. And I basically knew so much about the game EverQuest, about the game Diablo, about the game World of Warcraft, that I was the top of a lot of people in those games back in the day. And some of my personal friends would go to bed, and they would wake up and see me at a higher level for some reason. And they're like, gosh dang it, Rob, what the heck are you doing? Why are you always higher than us? You're always faster. I don't get it. And I was always the top. And if somebody was beating me that I knew, couldn't happen. I was going to strive to beat them anyway, in my inner circle, in the people around me. So that's an interesting thing to say here, is that I did that for video games. But in life, I thought I was ahead of people, and I got really comfortable. In my martial arts career, the people I knew, I was making more money than everybody I knew, pretty much, and I felt like a baller. But then I kind of got to some point in my life where people started surpassing me. People started getting cooler jobs. People started kind of taking their time, doing their education, learning a lot, being a little snake in the grass, and then they finally struck over time, and I started to feel like I was behind. I definitely feel like I am completely behind the eight ball in a lot of different things. In building my own business, I have no idea how to do that. How to run my own taxes? Nope, don't know how. Wife does it. My wife pays most of my bills. I think actually all the bills, let's be real. And I just focus on my craft, my work, which is good because I do that all the time. And I'm just focusing on the manufacturing business and how to implement ERP projects efficiently. That's all I do right now. But I do go to bed earlier. I don't have that drive to really beat down somebody in the business front. So this really Gary Vee episode changed that in me, that I really cannot wait to beat down. I have some targets in mind. They're personal good buddies, and I'm going to try to beat them down on the business front. You know what it's going to do? It's going to bring them up along with bring me up. It's not a vendetta that I'm not secretly hoping they lose everything because they're my good buds, but I'm secretly hoping that I can find a way to then push myself past where I am and beat them in my own mind. Because I think that's the one, I don't think, I know, that's the one thing that motivated me when I was playing games when I was younger. That's the thing that's going to motivate me moving forward. So it's kind of funny I stumbled upon this thought just from listening to Gary Vee while I was working out, and it really expands my mind listening to DJ 1% to listen and find something completely new that can change my game. So what's going to change my game is this. Document the people and where I think they are in life right now, and then get going on my projects and document where I am in 6 months and a year and document my progress, just like a leaderboard in a video game. That's what drove me when I was younger. That's what will still drive me when I'm older. Very selfish in the fact that I definitely want to win, extremely competitive in everything that I do. I joined a fantasy football just so I could beat the crap out of one of my buddies. And I know nothing about football. So that's going to be an entertaining game for me to win / lose. And that's it, kind of. I'm just thinking through it. Took a little minute to not talk. I think I talk a little too much and think I think a little too little here. But anyway, wow, we're going on 7 minutes and I'm just ranting. This is pretty awesome. So long story short, I've got a flight, two flights, going to Miami or Fort Lauderdale today. And I'm going to focus on my thoughts, my goals, and then how I will achieve those goals, not through the many goals to achieve that goal, but how I will achieve them in the day-to-day basis. What is my goal? How will I do that? Will I work later? And when I do work later, what will I focus on? This trip is all about goal setting. So I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Never been there before. If somebody listens to this, it'd be hilarious if I could meet somebody. Well, maybe I'll post about that on Instagram. Maybe I can meet somebody in this cool, crazy environment. I will be seeing Hannah Eden Fitness and her Fit Club. I will be going there, which will be awesome. So really looking forward to that and following her for a while. So rock and roll, that's what we're doing. So this trip, I will commit to myself as a goal-setting trip. When I listen back to this, I hope to actually have some goals set. And that's it. So rock and roll. Really looking forward to those goal setting, seeing where I come out of this Miami trip. It is my goal that I will set amongst all of you who are listening to this, that I get out of the screwing around while I'm on a trip. Like, I don't want to go out and eat forever. I don't want to go do something. I want to work. All right? Let's do that. All right, guys. Day 66, I think. I don't know. It's been 8 minutes and I started talking. What a podcast. Longest one yet, I'd say. Hope it's at least decent. Rob Flask 100-Day Challenge. I'm out.